Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Eric Donsky, CEO of Oculogix, DBA Tier Lab Corporation, which is traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TEAR. That's Tier on the NASDAQ exchange. Thanks for joining me today, Eric.
Thank you very much, Juan. Appreciate it.
Great. Start off by telling us about the initiation of the international clinical study of Tier Lab.
Yeah, so Tier Lab is a point-of-care platform. It's the first quantitative platform for measuring biomarkers or proteins and chemistries that correlate to disease in the tear film. So, you know, being that this is a revolutionary product, we wanted to validate the clinical utilization of this product very broadly in a large clinical study. There's been a lot of studies done on tear film osmolarity, which is the marker that we measure in our first product for diagnosing and managing dry eye, but there's never been a large study around a point-of-care instrument. Many of the studies that have been in the literature for the last 45 years validating osmolarity as a marker have been using laboratory instruments, so and with a very small number of subjects. So this was an opportunity to use our point-of-care clinical instrument in a broad clinical study in many sites around the world. This study was sponsored by Alcon. Alcon is a major pharmaceutical company that's focused on the eye care space. They also have devices as well, and their interest is in dry eye, and so they wanted to see how this product would perform in a large study. And from our perspective, you know, being that we're marketing this product around the world, we wanted to validate for the clinicians in our target markets how this product would be used in their clinical practice for diagnosing dry eye as well as managing it as well.
Great. And can you give us an update on OcuSense?
Sure. OcuSense was acquired by Oculogix, and the result of the merger was the rebranding of the company as Tier Lab Corporation, as you indicated from the outset, Juan. So the way that worked historically is Oculogix, which many people, many of your viewers or your audience may know, is a company that was focused on the development of a therapeutic device indicated for dry age-related macular degeneration. They made an investment in our company in October 2006 for controlling interest or a 50.1% interest. We consolidated to their balance sheet, and then as we moved forward, we decided that it made sense for us to combine our businesses. And so in October 2008, we made that decision final, concurrent with a roughly $8 million pipe and bridge financings that took place concurrent with the close of our merger.
Great, thanks. And can you describe some of the developing trends that you're seeing in the market and how well positioned the company is to capitalize?
Just to clarify, one, when you say market, do you mean the capital markets, our market, the eye care markets that we're operating within? Just to clarify.
Sure, not a problem. I would say specifically the eye care market.
Sure. Sure. I mean, obviously the eye care market is very large, and it constitutes numerous aspects across multiple disease categories, whether it be devices, drugs, et cetera. But, you know, in the area of dry eye specifically, we see very interesting trends towards more and more prescription drugs. This is a very large patient population, Juan. There's about 40 to 60 million Americans that have some form of dry eye that's caused by contact lens wear, refractive surgery like LASIK, just age-related atrophy, hormonal dysregulation, the many of that occurs in postmenopausal women. And so there really is a predominance or prevalence amongst the female population. It's really more of a women's disease, but it does obviously affect the male population as well. So given the size of the patient population and given that dry eye is an incurable disease that's progressive and chronic and has a significant quality of life impact, the drug companies find this as a significant commercial opportunity to develop therapeutics to treat this disease and manage this disease. So, you know, there's a lot, the trends we see in eye care is that dry eye is one of the hottest commercial opportunities in eye care, along with glaucoma and age-related macular degeneration. But also I would like to point out the trends towards the use of in vitro diagnostics in the eye care space, and that's a strategic opportunity we see. We really see a convergence towards the opportunities in dry eye and allergy and glaucoma and AMD as really opportunities for drug companies, but also for in vitro diagnostics. You know, in the eye care space, historically there is not any use of in vitro diagnostics because collecting tears in a doctor's office and measuring biomarkers like proteins and chemistries with high accuracy has not been accomplished. There's never been a commercial product to address this need. So what TearLab represents is the first point-of-care biomarker platform for in-office use to provide the eye care practitioner, whether doing surgery or fitting and dispensing contact lenses or prescribing drugs or all the above, to really understand the disease physiology within dry eye and other eye diseases. So the real trends that I see is towards the use of biomarkers in the development of drugs and the prescribing of drugs and the use of devices. So this is an interesting convergence, given that biomarker analysis is standard of care in most disease categories like oncology, infectious disease, autoimmune, et cetera. Heretofore, it's never been utilized as a clinical tool by eye care practitioners.
And what would you say differentiates the company from other players in the sector?
Well, we don't have any direct competition because there's no one that's selling an osmolarity product for the dry eye space. And osmolarity is and has been known in the by the key opinion leaders around the world as the gold standard for measuring dry eye. It's the only quantitative, objective, highly specific marker for dry eye. And there's 45 years of peer-reviewed literature that support its clinical use. But unfortunately, there's never been a product to measure it in the doctor's office. So we're the very first company to be able to do that. And so we don't have competition from other companies selling a tear osmolarity device at present. And also, there's no other companies really selling a broad quantitative biomarker platform and using tears for the diagnosis and management of eye diseases. So we really see ourselves as an early entrant into the space, and you know the biggest challenges for us is to change doctor psychology to adopt a product that gives them very fundamental information like the understanding the physiology of disease and early diagnosis and quantitatively tracking patient outcomes. And today, in dry eye specifically, and a lot of other eye diseases, they use big box technology, optical scanning that looks for late stage physical signs of disease that are very important, but we think that biomarker analysis or physiological information could be a great complement, and that really is the challenge, is to bring the in vitro diagnostic category into the eye care space. So that's really a challenge for us, not really more of a competitive dynamic, but more of an educational, medical education dynamic for us to move this product successfully across all physicians.
Great answer. And perhaps you can walk us through the background and experience of your current management team.
Sure. Well, I've started a number of companies in healthcare as well as industrial biotechnology. I've been involved in commercializing technology from the incubation stage through development, through launch, through regulatory approval, and to revenue and building these companies and raising the money and doing the things that are necessary to take startups to the commercial phase. In addition to myself, there's Dr. Michael Lemp. Dr. Lemp is one of the most preeminent opinion leaders in the world in the area of ocular surface and dry eye specifically. He's been a professor at Georgetown and George Washington Universities, and he is currently consulting to probably about 18 pharmaceutical companies that are developing dry therapeutics and has a lot of experience with the FDA on those type of regulatory approval processes. Michael Berg, our VP of Regulatory and Clinical, has been involved in the in vitro diagnostic industry for about 30 years and has been a key player in this industry in getting products through the FDA, through reimbursement, through commercialization. He was also the president of HemaQ North America and was also instrumental in getting that product into the hands of 50,000 doctors, and that company was sold to Mallinckrodt for $100 million. And Steve Zamina, who's our VP of Manufacturing and Engineering, is a chip physicist who has been involved in commercializing over 200 products for Tandy and also was involved in the development of the Thermoscan ear thermometer. We have Tracy Puckett is our VP of Marketing, who comes out of Novartis Ophthalmics and Alimera. So we have a pretty deep bench of people that have been in this industry, and I should definitely note my founding partner, Dr. Benjamin Sullivan, who's a PhD biomedical engineer and the inventor of all of our technology. He's really been instrumental in making this happen in, as far as the development of our science and getting it to the clinic and beyond and through the working through the with our colleagues to get the FDA approval. So that's there's a lot of other people in this company that I don't have time to mention, but we have a good complement of people here to make this commercial reality.
And what specific objectives has the has management set for the company over the next couple years?
Well, you know, I can only tell you what we hope to accomplish. As you know, we're a public company, so I can only be so forward-looking. So what I'll do is tell you what I hope to accomplish, which I think are pretty obvious and
sure.
To people that would be listening to this interview, is to try to get our product through the FDA to launch our product in the United States. We have been selling our product in Europe. We have yet to report revenue. We will be filing a 10K here very shortly, which will release our last quarter of revenue, I should say. And our hope is to expand the global network of distributors that we use and move towards a U.S. launch in the near term. And also to note is the development of more products. You know, we have several patent applications that claim the utility of this technology to measure many biomarkers in the tear film. So our hope is to leverage this technology to be much more than a dry eye test and move it beyond just dry eye into other eye diseases and also into non-eye related diseases. You know, there's many proteins and chemistries that are expressed in the tears, and I should know one. This is, I think, would be important for your listeners to know that, you know, tears are derived from blood, and they're largely acellular, which means they're very clean. And unlike blood, they don't require sample preparation, which makes it very attractive commercially to develop products using tears as a sample for diagnostic products, because you can make them cheap, you can make them rapid, and our product is a laboratory and a chip product that is able to collect tears and process these biomarkers in less than 30 seconds. So we really think there's an opportunity, and you know what we know in as far as the tear proteome, if there's so many genes and proteins, there's thousands of these molecules in tears, but like I said, they're really much easier sample, much cleaner sample than blood. So we're pretty excited about the prospects of measuring other things. I mean, what's known in the literature is that we know there's cholesterol in tears. We know there's glucose in tears. And, you know, if you let your imagination run wild, there's all sorts of things we could do with this platform.
Well, I appreciate the explanation. And before concluding, what are the key reasons that the company represents a good long-term investment to potential investors?
Well, I think we've shown that we can hit our milestones. We've proven that we can stay on plan and execute. And I think in this market, that's important. You know, we've also run very lean and, really tried to, manage our expenses while trying to continue to roll this product out globally. So I think if we stay on plan, you know, that our hopes are that we continue to grow this business and drive, as I said, it's a huge commercial opportunity, not only for us, but for the major pharmaceutical companies, which would be, you know, obviously interested in seeing the rate of diagnosis in this disease category go up and to have objective endpoints of getting their drugs to the agency. So I think having those kind of relationships would also be of great benefit. And I think over time, as I just mentioned, if we can build this into a platform that can measure a lot of different products, we can build a great pipeline of products and give our investors and our shareholders, you know, a significant potential and, a long-term growth opportunity.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's progress. And once again, I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Juan. Really appreciate your time and the opportunity to interview with the Wall Street Reporter.
Thanks, Eric.
Sure.